This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The new Home Affairs Minister for Italy, Matteo Piantedosi, says that migration is an epochal change for his country. You know that the global south is hard pressed by economic conditions, by climate conditions, and is migrating to the global north, the industrial north. That is true in the new world. It is true in the old world. Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, joins me. Lorenzo, the minister is saying what was promised by the campaign of the coalition of Giorgia Meloni. Is this controversial in Italy when he notes that the migrants are an overwhelming challenge to Italy? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. I think you did say very well. I mean that during the campaign, the electoral campaign, the coalition that won the election made very clear that they would have tackled the problem of immigrants. Also considering that the number of immigrants were growing quite a lot during this year compared to last year, which was affected, of course, by the COVID, also by the pandemic. And so everything was, to a certain extent, stopped. And this is a problem, not for Italy. Okay, it's a problem for Italy, for sure, because we are a peninsula just closer to the coastline of North Africa, particularly Tunisia. But we have 8,000 kilometers of coastline, and this is not only the border of Italy, it's the border of Europe. It's not a problem only for Italy. Italy cannot afford to welcome all these immigrants. So Mr. Piantedosi, the new interior minister, took immediately some decision to stop those ships that do search and rescue. They are a non-governmental organization that normally welcome immigrants coming with small boats into their ships and bring to the closest port of Italy. So what Mr. Piantedosi did a decision to stop the entrance of these ships into Italy, or at least they allow ships coming in and to do a sort of selection of disembarking those immigrants that were fragile, those that are under 18, women, and so on. But what I would like to stress is that the largest percentage of these immigrants coming into Europe through Italy are economical immigrants. They are people that are trying to, let's say, look for a better life, living their miserable life in countries where the economical development is something yet to come. And so I can understand this situation. So this is, in my opinion, a very good point, which was, by the way, a promise by the coalition that won the election. And I can tell you that according to analysis of the sentiment of the Italian, the largest majority of the Italian agree with what Mr. Piantedosi and Giorgia Meloni did in such a respect.
Now we go to the profound border between Italy and France. I follow the reporting in Euronews. Border controls between France and Italy have been tightened after a diplomatic standoff about migrants. This is unusual. What is the French position? Why harass people coming from Italy?
Well, frankly speaking, I have to make a very, critical statement against France, simply because France accused Rome to play a non-human behavior, leaving these ships of non-governmental organization in the middle of the sea for days and days. But I can tell you that while one of the ships decided, irrespective to any instruction or impediment to come to Italy, to go to the port of France in Toulon, and they disembarked 236 people, France decided to send back to their country of origin 123. What is the human behavior? The human behavior of Italy that already welcomed this year 90,000 immigrants, whatever they are coming, whether they are economical immigrants or they are escaping for a war or from a war situation, or the French position that just 230 people, they send back half of them. And I can tell you that at the border of Liguria, not far from where I work, Genoa, there is a famous border, Ventimiglia, and I can tell you that even friend of mine that normally travel back and forth from the coast of France to the coast of Italy, they said that the attitude of the authorities in France are pretty rude when the immigrants try to cross the border. They are always sent back to Italy.
Bali, Indonesia, the scene of G20, this year G19, because Mr. Putin did not appear. However, I'm seeing a photograph of your new prime minister, Giorgia Meloni, shaking hands with the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping. Giorgia Meloni clearly enjoyed herself in Indonesia. Did she get good reviews at home on the television?
Yes, I think that this was one of the headline on our TV news and reporting that the meetings that Giorgia Meloni had with all the big players went very well. And this was also confirmed by the authority of China, your president as well. I think Giorgia did a very good job. And with the China, we are trying to reestablish a sort of good cooperation, economically speaking, because we are importing more than what we are exporting. Certainly, there are other European countries that did much better than us. Now we are trying to recover the situation and try to, let's say, have a more equal balance of trade between the two countries. And there are a lot of opportunities. One of the news announced after the meeting is the possibility that China can buy 200 turboprop aircraft produced by a joint venture between the Italian industry and the French industry. And most of this aircraft is produced in Italy. So this is a good news, in my opinion, reopen also a critical situation regarding the famous 5G, 4G, the Huawei trying to enter Italy and so on. This is now over. And we are entering into a new phase, hopefully good for us.
The Ansaldo Foundation is publishing a book about the Industrial Revolution in Italy. What is the title of it?
May I tell you in Italian? Yes. Umanesimo industriale, industrial humanism. I think that the last centuries was really an interesting storytelling of many things that have been achieved in terms of economical, social progress, also urban development, and so on. So this book is a train starting from painting, sculpture, which were the eye of the situation at that time, to develop a sort of storytelling talking about what has happened in terms of economical development, social evolution, transformation of urban architecture, and also in terms of wonderful aspect as well as a very, very terrible aspect. There are always lights and shadow in the history, but certainly what we are living now is the result of many lights switch on during those times.
Italy is not at the World Cup. This is a tragedy. How will you live, Lorenzo?
Well, let me tell you that there was a very nice statement made by a famous Italian player. He said that the World Championship without Italy is like to go to Rome without having the opportunity to see the Colosseum.
Yes.
What I can tell you is that the tragedy has been metabolized. So now we are very concerned about what can happen when the players, that foreign player that plays in the Italian teams, will come back to play in the Italian championship that for the time being has been stopped.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.